This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee sending the White House a massive request for documents this week. The Democrats on the panel say it's related to possible abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Now, President Trump is slamming the investigation, tweeting this morning that the Democrats on the committee have gone stone cold crazy, arguing innocent people are being investigated and that the U.S. House is going to get nothing else done for the country. In Lee County, Alabama, 23 people confirmed dead from Sunday tornadoes, victims ranging in age from 6 to 90. Sheriff Jay Jones.
The loss of life and the hurt, the pain that these families are going through, words cannot express.
Dozens are still missing from what's already the deadliest breakout of tornadoes in the nation since May of 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump renewing his criticism of Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar for what she said about Israel a few weeks ago. The freshman Muslim lawmaker recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing allegiance to a foreign country. President says Omar should be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. John Bresnahan covers Capitol Hill for Politico. He says many Democrats have problems with what she said as well.
But I think Omar, you know, to a lot of Democrats, stepped over the line. You can criticize Israeli policy, but if you play this card that the Jewish money is what buys support for Israel, I think that's a very dangerous and it's an ugly comment that bothers a lot of people in both parties.
It's Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday. It marks the end of a celebratory season of events, especially in New Orleans, leading up to the start of Lent tomorrow, when for Catholics it's Ash Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
An HIV-positive man's becoming the second known person to be cleared of the AIDS virus. Doctors say the man from London has been virus-free for 3 years after receiving a bone marrow transplant from an HIV-resistant donor and 18 months after coming off antiretroviral drugs. Doctors say highly sensitive tests have revealed there's no measurable trace of the virus in the man's body, though doctors caution the patient is functionally cured and in remission. But they say it's still too early to confirm that he's cured for good. The Supreme Court is not going to enter the debate over whether churches should be allowed to receive public funds for historic preservation. Yesterday, the court refused to hear a case out of New Jersey where the state Supreme Court ruled last year religious institutions are not eligible for government funds. But the High Court justices ruled just 2 years ago that churches can be eligible for purely secular grant programs for things like playground renovations. And the Country Music Association releasing its initial lineup of artists to perform at this year's CMA Festival in June. They'll include Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts, Little Big Town, Keith Urban, and this woman,
right now, he's probably buying her
Carrie Underwood. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Live. Country to save, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining in. As Lou Euler would say, all oars need to be manned. We need everybody, all hands on deck here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Again, our thanks to the Counterculture Mom and sharing with us these videos, that are out there, that our kids are being exposed to. You imagine, YouTube, part of that is, these episodes that are teaching kids how to commit suicide. And, of course, the other thing that we heard about here this past week was about the Momo Challenge. And there's Fortnite videos. It's incredible. Our kids are under attack, as if things aren't tough enough. As it is, families are being touched by suicide for one reason or another, depression, invalidation, the impact of social media. I want to bring Dr. Warren Farrell on with us. He is the author of The Boy Crisis. Dr. Farrell, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I always enjoy being with you.
Well, help us understand, what is going on with our culture right now? You would know better in terms of, suicide rate, how our kids are being affected by, by social media. We've got Netflix. We have all these pernicious, seemingly entertainment venues that are available to our kids now because of cell phone usage. They can access this information, and you have no idea that the child that is at your dinner table is contemplating suicide to a level. You might say, well, they're a little moody, but not to the extent that they are today. And these venues, whether it's YouTube or Netflix and other outlets like that, are exacerbating the problem. They're not helping us.
You're absolutely right. And I started to think that, basically I was looking at, when I was looking at school shootings and looking at, suicide rates, and I was seeing that, the suicide rates for boys are going up. For girls, they're remaining about the same. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the mass shootings, and we were blaming toxic politics, poor family values, violence in the media, access to guns, violence in video games, mental illness, Netflix types of things like you were just talking about. And when I realized that our school shootings, for example, our school shootings, mass shootings, for example, the girls are exposed to all the same things that the boys are exposed to, the access to guns, video games, mental illness, et cetera. But our boys are not doing, our girls are not, our daughters are not doing the shootings. Our sons are. And I started to see that the, you know, our sons' life expectancy, men's life expectancy today is going down for the first time in history. I mean, if you follow these types of things at all, you know that life expectancy tends to go up with every generation, and every single year it goes up. But and that, for the first time in history, in our U.S. history at least, our male life expectancy has gone down, and our daughter's life expectancy has not gone up either. It's remained the same. And so I started asking, you know, what's common to all these things, and looked at this is happening. This boy, what I call, ended up calling the boy crisis, is happening throughout the entire developed world. And in the developed world, that's where two things are happening that are distinguishing and hurting boys particularly. One is the divorces and children being raised without dads in the family are happening. And in those families, families that are dad deprived, those are the families that are producing the mass shooters. So more than 90% of the mass shooters, like Nicholas Cruz of Parkland, that we just, you know, sort of commemorated the anniversary of last week, Adam Lanza of Sandy Hook, the synagogue shooters, the Jacksonville shooters, the UC Santa Barbara shooter, Elliot Rogers, the Charleston Church shooter, Dylan Roof. And I think the most telling, which gives an example of what's happening here, the dynamic, is the one that was done by Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas, which you probably remember is the is the single deadliest mass shooting in history, where 58 people were killed and more than 500 injured. And when you look more closely at that, Stephen Paddock, his dad had been in prison twice, but escaped from prison both times. He was finally put in a maximum security prison. He had about 6 or 8 months to go before he was going to be released. And instead of waiting out those 6 or 8 months before he was released, he chose to escape the maximum security prison. But by doing so, he couldn't come home. He had to remain on the lam. And so Stephen Paddock, all his mom and everybody, his neighbors said, was just so deeply upset that his dad would choose to be, to disappear in the world rather than come back and to be a dad to him. And so I believe that the because his dad was very deep into proving his genius by being able to escape even a maximum security prison, I think what Stephen Paddock did is he orchestrated the most complex and in diabolically ingenious mass shooting in history. And to show to his dad, I believe, Dad, I'm worthy of you. I'm a genius like you are. I'm a diabolical genius like you are. Pay attention to me. Come home. Why are you, why are you abandoning me? I am like you are. I want to be seen and respected, and I am your son. Look at it. Can't you see? And I think it's that type of where there's dad deprivation. There is such a so many challenges that the boys have as a result of that. I was surprised when I did the research for the boy crisis that the ISIS recruits were almost all dad deprived boys. And by the way, the smaller percentage of girls that are ISIS recruits, they were also dad deprived. That was really very meaningful to me. I then looked at prisoners, and we all know that 93% of prisoners are males, but what we don't know is that more than 90% of those males are also dad-deprived boys.
And so
that got me into asking the questions, you know, why are dads so important, and, you know, what do they bring to the family table? Why don't they say what they bring, you know, that is valuable? You know, why don't they speak up? Moms can't hear what dads don't say. And so that's what got the, you know, the research for the boy crisis, and looking at, you know, what are the priorities of these types of, you know, the type of things you were talking about, the addiction and Netflix things. They're there for all boys and all girls, but the difference is the more destructive way that the dad deprived children having a purpose void plus a dad void, and being unmotivated and not productive in real life, and rejected in the case of boys by girls because they're not performers, because girls don't date losers, they date performers. Exactly. And so, and when boys are not performers, they start to have to retreat into pornography, because pornography is access to a variety of attractive women without fear of rejection at a price they can afford.
Yeah, the two things that stand out, and there's so much that stands out in your book, but as we were talking about this morning, it came back, is that 53% of women have children without a father's presence. This is a true crisis, is it not?
It is, and it's in that 53% of women under 30 who have children without dad, without a dad involved, or without, without, actually, it's without being married. And so I was thinking, well, you know, some of these women are living with men, so, you know, maybe there's not that big a difference in the impact on the son and the daughter. And in fact, the when women are living with men, when they get when they have children.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ha ha ha! getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready?
You know, otherwise it's just a waste of money, ladies and gentlemen, a waste of resources. You know, our families are involved here. As we're talking about the boy crisis, why our boys are struggling and what we can do about it. You know, it's one thing to see the obvious, but what are we going to do about it? You know, we've got to take the responsibility. I mean, things like the Momo challenges are out there that are scaring the holy what have you out of our kids. They're causing them to do things. And I think they're Dr. Warren Farrell is with us. Dr. Farrell, I think there was one report of a suicide as a result already of the Momo challenge. Now, it didn't happen in this country, reportedly, but nonetheless, this is impacting our world. And like anything, you know, this is rather foreboding.
I was mentioning, you and I were talking before the break about the lack of father involvement among the children, you know, the 53% of women who have children without being married, that, you know, a significant percentage of those children don't even know who their dad is. Another percentage have lost contact with their dad at a very early age, but another percentage, the mom and dad are living together, but the even among the ones where mom and dad are living together when the child is born, only 40% of those children do not see their dad either at all or very minimally after the age of four. And so this, and it's what I found was that it's among these children, the dad-deprived children, both boys and girls, that suffer in more than 50 different areas, including this is where almost all the suicides come from. This is where the prisoners come from, the crimes that lead to the prisons. And so this dad deprivation of the, you know, the 10 major causes of the boy crisis, this turned out to be by far the biggest cause, in addition to things like, I'll share with you for what happens with the dad deprivation. Mm-hmm. In the old days, boys used to have, just by being boys, a sense of purpose. And that sense of purpose was to be disposable in war or disposable in the workplace, like being in a hazardous job or being a sole breadwinner or being, a top-level executive where you maybe work 70, 80 hours a week, you became a CEO, but you may have died earlier, like the good die young type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so so at least men knew they would be called heroes if they sacrificed their lives. But nowadays, there are fewer men needed to be soldiers and fewer men needed to be sole breadwinners, and that's good news because it means that there is fewer men being disposable by just being a man. But on the other hand, it's bad news because it's a purpose void. And when you have a purpose void, what I discovered, combined with a dad void, that is when the child has no sense of, okay, I don't have to die to be a man, but what do I do to be a man? And the daughter has a role model in mom as to what to do to be a woman, but the boy doesn't have a role model in a constructive, involved dad to know how to take his energies and his talents and direct them in a way that gives him a sense of purpose. So you have this purpose void plus the dad void that leads to the child not being able to do the things that that make him feel proud of himself. Also, dads tend to be much more likely to do boundary enforcement and teach children to have postponed gratification. And so children that don't have good boundaries where moms and dads will, you know, both say, yes, sweetie, you can't have your ice cream until you finish your peas. And children will, you know, try to have as few peas as possible before they get their ice cream. They'll test the boundaries. The difference between moms and dads in this area is that moms will tend to sort of feel sorry for the child after the child has a few peas and then negotiate a different deal than the original deal and say, okay, sweetie, I don't want to get into a big argument over a few peas, so okay, have half the peas and then you can have the ice cream. And so the child learns with moms to be manipulative and coercive and manipulate better deals. With dads, the child is more likely to say, I'm sorry, the deal is you don't have any ice cream until you finish your peas. And then the child goes, you're so mean, and dad goes, you can continue saying that, and there'll be no ice cream tomorrow night either. leader. And so the child learns with the dad that it has to do what it needs to do in order to get what it wants. That is the, that's the core understanding of what postponed gratification is. Postponed gratification leads to the child being able to focus on his or her homework at school rather than getting distracted by a text or something else, being able to practice the drills, the routine drills for the basketball team or gymnastics or the football team, and therefore the child gets respect in school, pride from the parents. The girls are interested in going out with performers, as I mentioned before, and so that's the, and then boys don't, then boys find real life satisfying as opposed to them being rejected and angry in real life as a result of not having that postponed gratification.
Exactly. Dr. Farrell, is it fair to say that the mother is the one that will give you the performance trophy? And
moms
the
will give you the performance trophy without your having to perform in the way that dads require you to perform. So in other words, the dads, you know, the dad may say you have to, let's say you're practicing soccer with your dad and your mom, and you know, and your son wants to be a goalie. So if mom is playing with the goalie, she'll be much more likely to sort of give, as you were saying, a performance trophy, almost no matter what the son does.
Right.
And the father is more likely to withdraw his trophy or hold his trophy back until the son either makes accomplishes the goal that the two of them set together, or at least makes a very significant effort for trying. And so oftentimes the way that's interpreted is we say moms have unconditional love, dads don't have unconditional love. In fact, moms and dads both have unconditional love. It's just that moms will tend to display that unconditional love by giving unconditional approval, whereas dads will display that unconditional love by setting goals for what they approve of and disapprove of. But that's their tough love way of loving.
And so basically what this all comes down to is there's a need for balance. But if you don't have both parents involved, which is what we were talking about earlier, then, you know, you've got a natural imbalance in play here. So how does that child make up for that difference?
Yeah, well, two things. You said, in a way, two very important things. First of all, the imbalance. So the children that I found when I did the research for the boy crisis do the best. They are the ones that have what I call checks and balance parenting. That is, it isn't the dad's way that dominates or the mom's way that dominates, but that each issue that happens with the child, mom, dad, can I climb that tree? No, sweetie, you can't, says mom. Okay, sweetie, you can, says dad, but be careful. And mom and dad say, oh, no. And then they work out the difference and say something like, you know, you can climb the tree, but only up to a certain point. You can climb the tree, but only if dad is out there without his cell phone. And then the two of them negotiate a deal that gives the child the IQ increasing experience of climbing the tree, the risk assessing experience of knowing which risks are healthy and which risks aren't, but does not put them in significant danger. And so everything that their dad and mom parenting have about 9 or 10 different styles, and of which I've given a couple of examples. And those styles always need, the children that do best are the ones that have a positive tension, like checks and balances in our government and the private sector about what to do. Those children feel cared for and they are much more functional. And now in the second part of what you said about needing both parents, the experience of boys when they don't have their dads is they don't have a role model. And they often feel that dad has abandoned them. In the worst case scenarios, often in divorces, moms justify the divorce and the lack of involvement with the dad by explaining to the child that the father, your dad is a narcissist, he always thinks of just himself, he's irresponsible, and the mom feels she's justifying why the dad isn't there, but the child, the boy, eventually looks in the mirror and sees that he has the body language, the eyes, etc., of the dad, and if the dad is irresponsible or a narcissist, Well, maybe he's a liar, irresponsible,
exactly.
Or narcissist.
Wow, this is incredible. This and so much more is in his book, The Boy Crisis. I highly recommend it. Dr. Warren Farrell, who co-wrote the book with John Gray, Dr. John Gray. Dr. Farrell, as always, a pleasure to have you on with us. Thank you.
It's really always a pleasure to be with you.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee sending the White House a massive request for documents this week. The Democrats on the panel say it's related to possible abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Now, President Trump is slamming the investigation, tweeting this morning that the Democrats on the committee have gone stone-cold crazy, arguing innocent people are being investigated and that the U.S. House is going to get nothing else done for the country. In Lee County, Alabama, 23 people confirmed dead from Sunday tornadoes, victims ranging in age from 6 to 90. Sheriff Jay Jones.
The loss of life and the hurt, the pain that these families are going through, words cannot express.
Dozens are still missing from what's already the deadliest breakout of tornadoes in the nation since May of 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Letting go and trusting that I cannot see. I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Surely every season you are given to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, he's so good, huh? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. All our sponsors, Tank Advantage, just incredible offers from Jeunesse, the Jeunesse banner, the people that help you look, feel, and live young, and also the Crypto Profit. Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of excitement over cryptocurrency. You should take advantage of it. It's a new paradigm shift that we've been talking about. Interesting that all the naysayers, including the big banks, have said, no, it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. You know, now they're jumping in on it. Believe it or not, I think Russia, some foreign countries, they see what's going on. So I'll tell you, get involved early, like anything, whenever there is that paradigm shift, you want to make sure that you're in early, because that's when the bigger returns happen, and we want all the best for you. We've got the writer of a new book, Decoding the Antichrist in the End Times. He says, bias has affected our end time perspective, and I've been looking forward to this conversation with Pastor Mark Biltz. A little bit of Mark's background, quite extensive here. He's the founder of El Shaddai Ministries in Washington State, well-known and popular commentator on the Feast of the Lord, has produced a series of DVDs on the feast that have gone around the world. His research and theories have earned him guest appearances on both radio and TV, as well as here on Bill Martinez Live. He's been with us several times. Mark Biltz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for allowing me to be on your program.
Oh, are you kidding me? I love it when you're on. I am so grateful. And I got to tell you, the body of Christ is grateful for all your hard work and doing what God's called you to do, doing a deep dive on these things that are so essential because, I mean, let's face it, people are busy. And even Billy Graham, when Billy Graham says the only regret he had was that he didn't spend more time in the Word of God and less time with politicians. So I figure if Billy Graham can say that, it pretty much just says that we get caught up, Mark, as you know, in the tyranny of the urgent life, especially when you have family and kids and all these things. And you have those moments, you say, gosh, I just didn't spend enough time with God today, and I needed to do that. And it requires discipline. And when you come on the show, you remind us of, that lack in our lives. And we're grateful for what you do because you really inspire us to, drill deeper into these things, and especially what your new book is doing on our behalf.
Well, thank you so much. I just feel such a sense of urgency. We're about to lose a whole millennial generation. Polling says they don't even care about church. They think it does more harm than good. Mm-hmm. And I wrote this book to help reach that generation.
Yes. Well, and this is the thing. In this world of information age that we live in, it seems that the economy of the day is opinion. But you have to be careful and realize opinion is one thing, the truth is yet another.
Oh, you're exactly right. Even back in Deuteronomy, it says don't follow the majority. Mm-hmm. You know, we're supposed to do what God says, not what the polling says.
Right. And we have a lot of pushback right now in the culture because it is in disobedience to God. And they would much rather God just go away, even though they try to convince themselves. But, as I was talking with one atheist the other day, he asked me, he goes, what gives you, the foundation for your belief? And I said, waking up every day and just looking at a blue sky and watching birds. And you go further as you observe what is happening around you. Grass continues to grow. The birds are fed. Nobody's sitting out there feeding the birds. They manage to be fed. I think somebody did a study one time and said that even the richest man on the planet could barely feed even the birds in Texas for part of a day.
Exactly.
So it kind of puts those things in proper perspective, does it not?
Oh, I tell you what, I think people either choose to see God or choose not to see God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because if we don't see God, then we can do as we darn well please, the book of Judges tells us, right?
Well, exactly. And what's so sad, and with this artificial intelligence, I just read this article the other day that they're creating a moral artificial intelligence, and it's beginning in these driverless cars, because mm-hmm. if a computer is driving your car, it has to decide if the deer crosses the path, do I drive over the deer or do I swerve and drive over pedestrians? But who gets to decide the morality of that choice?
Right. And so we're going to turn it over to artificial intelligence to make that choice. I mean, we've seen this, Mark. We shouldn't be surprised. I mean, this has been projected on the movies, TV series, that it would come down to this. So no big surprise, but here it is. But this adds to the sense of urgency that you have in terms of saying, look it, if ever there was a time that we needed to pursue the truth. And as you know, this is what this show is about. God placed this on my heart over 10 years ago when he said, look, it's time to get back behind the microphone. I'd been away from the microphone for 20 some years, almost 30 years. And I said, well, God, I just don't want to go back in the microphone and be another disc jockey or, you know, a juvenile playing records or whatever. He said, no, no, I've got a different plan for you. And at the core of the plan was you're going to pursue the truth. And I said, the truth? I go, are the people ready for the truth? He says, well, ready or not, here it is, you know.
So. Exactly. Truth and knowledge is what yes. you're about.
Right.
The problem that we have is some people say, well, your truth isn't my truth. You know, so who decides what is the truth? Because right now, some people say building a wall on our southern border is immoral, but mm-hmm. infanticide is moral. So
right.
who gets to decide?
Exactly. Good point there, Mark. And that's where we are right now. And that one time it was inconscionable to sell baby parts, and now it is. Kermit Gosnell, when he was convicted and sent to three lifetime sentences, said, I know I'm innocent. It's a matter of time before you figure this out. And at the signing of that bill in New York, in Albany, New York, they all but exonerated, you know, the probably one of the greatest serial killers in the history of America.
Just horrible. And what I, one of the latest news articles, videos that I've watched, you will not believe this. Your Alexa or Siri, the thing that listens to you to respond to your every need in your home.
Right.
They're creating a moral AI for that.
Mm.
If it happens to hear you say, I'm going to spank you if you don't go to bed, Siri will call the 911 and the police will arrive at your door. And it's their moral machine that's going to determine as they listen to what's going on in your house, whether they call the police.
It's getting this insane. You know, Mark, people are hearing you say this, and they're going, oh, Pastor Mark, he's, you know, he's had just too much grape juice here. He's gone over the edge. But this
it's in the news. They can
yes.
go research it. Research
exactly.
in moral AI in your
right.
internet search.
Right. Well, you know, this is what it's coming down to, because look at you know, we are designed to worship and honor something or someone. And if it's not God, everything else is a counterfeit and is going to fall way short. Now, you would think there's enough empirical evidence in the history of man to prove that out time and again, Pastor. But, you know, like I've said often on the show, sometimes people have to keep continuing to fall off the roof to realize that the law of gravity still exists, right?
Exactly. Francis Schaeffer coined a word called true truth. Mm-hmm. And no matter, you know, whatever you think, there are certain laws that God has set in motion that we cannot counter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But we do so at a grave expense. And even though he warned us back in Genesis, I love that conversation with Cain. He says, Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, that it just speaks loudly through the millennia, Mark, that this is God's admonition to us. It's really, really very simple. And but what you have to do is understand what is right, right?
Exactly. You're exactly right. We have to know what is true, what is right, based on what God says, not on what the laws of the United Nations say.
Yeah, exactly.
Many people rely on that. They believe they can do all the sin against God if it's made legal. We're living
yes.
in a time of legalized lawlessness. If the government would just make it legal, then I can get away with sinning.
Exactly. More from Pastor Mark Biltz after this. Stay with us.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Some things never change, Mark Bilt. Boy, I'll tell you, just about every major that I can think of historically, major event that has happened in our culture was preceded by prayer. People of faith who realized and accepted God for his word that said, look, if my people who will, you know, who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, boy, the following promise is so powerful. And if there was ever a time that we needed to do it, it is now, because you say, like the book of Mark, which constantly reminds us that there is this sense of immediacy that has taken place in that gospel. And here we are living out the New Testament. And, like the brothers Issachar, that we're always looking to study the times, and you start looking at, you know, what is happening in our culture? What's happening, you know, around the world? We're getting closer and closer. And I got to think when, you know, as I mentioned Billy Graham before, and I was honored to serve in one of the crusades in Anaheim, California, back in the mid-80s. And
Dr. Graham avoided talking about end times. He really believed that his message and his, you know, his mission from God was to, you know, preach the cross, preach the redemption of the cross. So he didn't get much into end times, but in the latter stages of his life, Mark, I found it quite curious when he said, "These are the end of the end times." I thought that was pretty insightful on his part, and for him to come out of his, you know, his typical mission to make that statement, I thought was pretty significant.
Yes, God is always looking for intercessors. That's what he says. The church needs to be like Lot, totally assimilated in this world and clueless, or they could be like Abraham, to understand the times and the seasons. The problem I see is, as you know, in Ecclesiastes, there's a time and a season for everything. But the problem is, if we don't know the time and the season, we're going to be planting at plucking time and plucking at planting time.
Exactly.
And, you know, Billy Graham had his season, but now we're in another season, and we need to be aware, just like the Pharisees were rebuked because they weren't aware of the time and the seasons we're in. We need to know the times and the seasons we're in.
Yes, that we don't, like the Jews on that fateful day of Palm Sunday, they missed their appointed time.
Yeah, that's what
I got to tell you, that rattles my nerves every time I read that and understand that, because of the missed time. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. The Lord actually wept over Jerusalem and says, "It's only you have known your appointed time." And so I do go over that in the book as well. I want people to know the times and the seasons from a biblical point of view. So we know, as you said, like the sons of Issachar knew what Israel ought to do.
Right, exactly. Well, Decoding the Antichrist and the End Times, the book just released, available, hot off the presses. It'll be linked on our website, and you need to get your hands on it because you need to understand the times. And right now, Decoding the Antichrist and the End Times, Mark, I'm going to turn it over to you, so you know, tell us about it.
Well, one of the things that's so important is most Christians aren't aware of the Islamic view of end times, their eschatology. And it's, to me, it's so important that we understand what they're thinking. Same thing, most Christians don't know the Jewish view of end times. So I go over that. In Islam, they have an antichrist known as the Dajjal. They have a beast that comes out of the earth just like Christians do. They have, you know, the two prophets that come. But did you know one of them is the fake Jesus and one of them is the real Jesus? And the way they know the difference between the fake Jesus and the real Jesus is the fake Jesus, he loves the Jewish people. The real Jesus can't stand him, you know. And but it's amazing to learn their different perspectives. And then what's most shocking for almost every Christian is everyone right now is looking for someone like Solomon, who's full of wisdom that can solve the problems in the Middle East. And this is why the deception is going to be so strong, because Solomon is actually a type of antichrist, not Christ. When you profile Solomon, every single thing that God said the king is not to do, that's what Solomon did.
Exactly.
Everything God said that the king was to do, he didn't do it. It's amazing.
But he was still blessed, and he's still a king.
Yeah. Well, God ripped the kingdom away from him at the very end. Because,
exactly.
You know, Solomon was the first king to institute child sacrifice. He was the first king of Israel that offered up his own firstborn to Molech.
Yes,
most people don't see that, but I bring that out.
Right.
And the amount of gold that comes into him every year is 666 talents of gold.
Right. Wow. Yeah, it's quite significant. And, you know, and I also appreciate it, especially this is a word for the modern era as we're dealing with abortion and the issues in our country right now. When God said to the children of Israel, who gave you that? Who told you to do that? Who came up with that idea? Right? Sacrificing your children to Molech.
Yeah, Solomon. He was the first one. He built the altars to Molech and allowed his wives to offer sacrifice. And that's how they offered, is their, through their firstborn child. I mean, God said the king is not to multiply wives, not to marry foreign wives, not to multiply gold, not to multiply horses. Solomon, can you imagine if Benjamin Netanyahu sold nuclear equipment to Iran? Well, basically, Solomon sold the modern-day tank He was going down to Egypt buying horses and chariots, it says, and he was selling them to the enemy, the Hittites.
Yes, right.
I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
Right. And so, Goofy, when you think about, you know, Solomon at one point, at the start of his reign, he acknowledges God and even humbly goes before God and says, oh, God, of all the things you could give me, grant me wisdom to lead your people. You know, to be so humble, to go from, you know, that end of the spectrum to the other end that is totally unhinged and away from God. It's amazing, but it tells us that, you know, having everything, which it's the Bible's clear, he lacked nothing. I mean, any pleasure that he wanted, he experimented in it, and, you know, he did it all. And
you
hear Frank Sinatra in the background, my way, you know, he did it his way. But
he corrupted his wisdom. He corrupted his wisdom. He was the ultimate narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, he had all the power. He had all the wealth. He had all the fame, and in Ecclesiastes, he's whining because he has to leave it to someone else when he goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, his attitude is amazing. And, you know, the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden, that he said, it would make one wise. But the problem is it brought death.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of looking at, is it right or wrong, good or evil, we need to look at it, does it bring life or death?
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, what does the Bible say about the Antichrist tactics and his motivation?
Well, that's what's so important, Bill, is I believe it's the times we're living in right now. It's legalized lawlessness. If we just legalize gay marriage, if we just legalize drugs, if we just legalize genocide, see, Purim and the story of Esther is all about laws, but it's laws legalizing lawlessness. They said, let's just make it a law that we can seize someone's estate.
Right.
Let's just make it a law that they can have all the pleasure they want. Let's make it a law to kill all the Jews. And so that's what's happening today. They're just legalizing lawlessness.
Mm-hmm. And so this Antichrist, in your book, you address and you answer whether he will be Muslim, Jew, or a professed Christian or something else.
That's such an important question, because what's interesting is in Judaism, they believe their Antichrist is going to be a Christian. In Christianity, meaning they believe their Antichrist will be a Muslim. Well, in Muslim end time view, they believe their Antichrist is going to be Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
But what's amazing is when you read the New Testament, it implies the Antichrist will be a professing Christian. And I think that's why the deception is going to be so strong.
Right.
The Apostle John says there's many Antichrists, and they came out from among us.
Mm-hmm. And with him will come signs and wonders. So there's probably some indication of his utilization of modern technology to take control and to impress people, right? And demonstrate that, look at, he is supernatural.
Definitely. And this is why this book is a warning to believers
mm-hmm.
to be prepared for the times we're in, to know how to profile the Antichrist and the Antichrist system, and to help their kids and grandkids understand what's coming.
In decoding the Antichrist in the end times, Pastor, what, as you see it, is the biggest takeaway here?
I would say that the Antichrist is going to be very wealthy, very famous, have a lot of power. People are going to be attracted to him. He's not going to come with horns and pitchforks. That's
mm-hmm.
why the deception is going to be so strong. And we need to understand that concept of legalized lawlessness.
Lots of charm and influence, right?
Exactly.
And this is the thing that we need to be so careful of is, you know, you think about the people in your sphere or maybe even in your world who have an inordinate amount of influence. And if that doesn't cause you to take guard, then I don't know what will, and you are going to be susceptible, because we need to be aware of the times and, you know, the person of the Antichrist who is real, and the end times, which is coming soon and very soon. Mark, your book again, remind everybody how they can get their hands on it.
Go to Amazon.com, Decoding the Antichrist in the End Times.
Pastor Mark Biltz, founder of El Shaddai Ministries, well-known and popular commentator on the Feast of the Lord. Pastor, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Decoding the Antichrist and the End Times, that's the name of the new book, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Thank you.
No know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.